An important, though somewhat infamous, work of art is getting a facelift this summer. WFIU's Yael Cassander visited this masterpiece of American regionalism.
This is remnants of the coating that we can't get off.
Margaret Contempasas is directing the conservation of the Thomas Hart Benton murals in Indiana University's Woodburn Hall. For a conservator, the paintings present a fundamental problem.
They all suffer from a condition that we call inherent vice in conservation. There was nothing really wrong with the materials that Benton used, but the way he used them was not in the traditional manner. Benton made quite a big show of returning to the old master techniques, but he tended to take some shortcuts. He tended to take his brush, dip it into the medium, and then stick it in the jar of pigment and sort of sometimes mix it on the wall, that sort of thing. The largest problem we have in this case is that Benton chose to coat the murals after they were completed with a solution of egg yolk and water. Traditionally, that's the medium in tempera painting. And then you might, if you were going to use the other egg component, an egg white to varnish it would be more traditional. The egg yolk and water coating is really too strong to be on the surface. And I think anybody who's tried to clean egg off of a car, you know it's a very, very strong film. And over time, the film, which is applied unevenly, it dries and it contracts. And it pulls enough force to literally pull the paint off of the wall as it shrinks.
If we weren't talking about conservation, the term inherent vice might serve as shorthand for a particularly distressing symbol in Benton's painting. In the background of one of the two panels in Woodburn 100, we see a burning cross and white hooded figures.
It's often called the Klan panel, but it obviously includes a far greater number of subjects.
Those subjects reflect 1920s history in Indiana, from the inception of the state park system, the burgeoning circus industry, the infiltration of the state government by the Ku Klux Klan, and the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists at the Indianapolis News, whose investigative reporting toppled the Klan's power.
He felt it was important to show history, warts and all.
Nan Brewer is a Benton scholar.
That you didn't grow if you didn't learn from the past. And this was a very progressive idea at the time.
Nonetheless, the imagery has incited protest and controversy ever since it was unveiled.
Benton knew that this was loaded subject matter. When he was inviting his patrons, the legislators of Indiana, to come and look at the mural when he was painting them in Indianapolis, of course, when they saw this panel, they went, "Oh, no." Because this was largely also meant to be a propaganda tool for the state. They wanted to put on a good show in Chicago. They wanted to encourage people to come and live and work and play in Indiana, particularly during the Depression. So, I don't know if you want to show this scene. And he said, but no, it's important.
Originally commissioned for the Indiana Hall at the World's Fair in Chicago in 1933, the panels in Woodburn Hall were part of a 200-foot-long mural depicting the history of Indiana from mound builders to steelworkers. The mural was donated in 1938 to IU, where the auditorium was being designed with the artworks in mind. But the building's front hall would only hold 16 of the 22 panels, so 4 were placed in the University Theater and 2 in Woodburn 100, where conservators are trying to address the mural's degradation before the room goes back into use as a lecture hall in September.
Paintings are components, basically, that all react differently to changes in relative humidity and temperature. It's hard enough to keep them stable in a room that doesn't have 400 people coming in on a regular basis several times a day.
Before even considering environmental issues, there is this inherent vice in the paintings, a function of the way Benton used his materials.
Because they're on a solid support, of course, we can't go in from the back and infuse it that way where we might if we had an easel painting on canvas that was suffering from a similar problem. Something on top of the paint film is never going to stabilize it to the wall. That will really just make matters worse. So our challenge is to see if we can get that glue solution underneath the paint and then uncurl the flaking paint and reattach it. So we're kind of waiting for better technology at this point to address that one vice that we face every time we kind of look at the murals.
In the meantime, though, the flaking murals need to be stabilized. Up on the second level of the scaffolding, conservator Jim Canary shows me how he's getting the paint to readhere.
When we see areas of lifting paint, we're going in and applying isinglass through a piece of Japanese tissue.
Isinglass?
It's a sturgeon bladder. We let that dry for a period of time. Then we remove that tissue and go in, and with heat, we soften the paint layer so that it will relax, and we can put it down on the isinglass, then we'll bond and readhere it to the substrate there.
Because of the way it was made, Benton's mural has suffered physically. Its troubling subject matter has caused others to suffer, to the extent that in 2002, for example, IU's Black Student Union demanded the panel be covered or removed. But it's important to note that the panel's central motif points toward healing.
In the foreground, in the center of the composition, is a hospital scene.
A blonde nurse is ministering to an African-American child sitting up in bed.
Benton intentionally put at the center a scene of integrated health care from the 1920s, which would have been very progressive. The black child in the hospital bed might in some ways be an indication of the suffering that was imparted on the citizens of Indiana of all races by the hatred of the Klan. And it made me think why a scene of healthcare might have been in the center of this panel. Maybe that it was a symbol of healing and reconciliation in a broader sense.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.
Photos of the Thomas Hart Benton mural before and during restoration may be seen on our website, wfiu.org/artworks.